Welcome everyone here tonight to this powerful midweek service. And very, very quickly, we shall just deal on the subject understanding worship and praise. Understanding worship and praise, very, very important for us to know exactly what we do when we worship and when we praise. Just as it is, understanding the relevance of worship and praise. Many people think that praise is just a church activity. That is something we do in church as an activity. Some people think that worship and praise are gap fillers. Like I used to say, what to do in service to wait for latecomers. Some people think that worship and praise are parts of the hype and entertainment of church. But when we worship and when we praise, what exactly are we doing? Have I itemized 7 things? Number 1, worship and praise are the fulfillment of man's purpose for living. The fulfillment of man's purpose for living. In the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21, he said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. I formed them. I created them to praise me." Psalm 102 verse 13 said, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yet the set time is come." Keep going. Just keep going. "For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear thy name, the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." Getting too fast. Now verse 18, very important. "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." The people which shall be created. God created the people to praise the Lord. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. The reason for our creation is the praise of God. It doesn't matter how much you earn. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter where you are channeling your energy, your potential. If you don't know praise and you don't know worship, you are living outside of the purpose for your creation. Worship and praise are the fulfillment of a man's purpose for living, or man's purpose for creation. Number 2, worship and praise are the appreciation for the privilege of breath and life. At first, we are fulfilling purpose. Next, we are appreciating him for breath, for life. He said in Psalm 150 and in verse 6, he said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Acts chapter 17 verse 25 and then verse 28, "Neither is worship with men's hand as though needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. For in him we live and move and have our being." So, it is the appreciation for life and breath. I used to say in time past that it is more like the tenancy we pay for living on the earth. We renew our rent with our praise. Hallelujah. That was how Hezekiah was about to be cut short. And he said, Lord, it's only the living that can praise you. And as he began to praise God, God added 15 more years to his life. So worship and praise are the fulfillment of our purpose for creation, of man's creation. It's also appreciation for the privilege of breath and life. Number three, worship and praise are an appreciation, or the appreciation for the goodness of God in our lives. Apart from appreciating for life itself, the goodness of God in that life. Because it's one thing to be alive and be alive miserably. It's another thing to be alive and to be alive and see the goodness of God. In Psalm 100 verse 1 to 5, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. All these things that we see, appreciating God for them, they are our appreciation for life, for health. There are those on the hospital bed now who are paying to breathe. They are paying to urinate. That's dialysis. They are paying to breathe oxygen. They are paying many things. Even those who are in that condition still have a cause to praise God, because they are at least alive. Hallelujah. So they are an appreciation for the goodness of God in our lives. Number four, worship and praise are an appreciation of the character of our God. We are appreciating how, not just that he is good to us, but how good he is. It's one thing to appreciate his goodness. It's another thing to appreciate that he's a good personality. In Second Chronicles 20:21, when the battle of Jehoshaphat, he said he consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. You know, in praise, most times we are thanking God for what he does. When we shift to worship, we now begin to appreciate who he is. Who he is. Not just what you did for me, but who you are. So it's an appreciation. In Psalm 29 and in verse 2, he said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You are such a qualitative God. A God of character. We came to praise you for who you are and worship you. Number 5. Worship and praise are expressions of our honor and reverence for the Creator. We honor you. We don't take you for granted. You are not our age mate. You are not the age mate of anybody. Our honor and reverence for the Creator. Psalm 89 and in verse 7, the Bible says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be heard in reverence of all them that are about him. Greatly to be feared, to be heard in reverence. Psalm 66 verse 2, he said, sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. So it's about honor, it's about reverence. The greater your honor for God, the deeper your praise, the deeper your worship. That's true. Those who don't care about God, the unbelievers, you know, they stand in church and they are watching. What are they doing? They are just watching. Why are they crying? Why is somebody lying down? The greater your honor, the deeper your worship. Psalm 71 verse 8 goes further Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor. Show me the level of your praise, and I will show you the extent to which you honor God. Show me the depth of your worship, and I will show you the depth of your honor for God. Worship and praise are expressions of our honor. Number six, worship and praise are expressions of our submission to the lordship of God in our lives. Expressions of our submission. People who are submitted to God are deep in worship. In Psalm 95 and in verse 6, the Bible says, "Oh, come, let us worship him and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Humble people worship. Arrogant people lack worship. Show me the depth of your worship. I will confirm the extent of your humility. Our submission to God, our humility before God, is confirmed by our worship. For me to lie down on the altar in church or at home is natural. Anywhere. To bow, to weep in the course of worship, natural. When even the wise men from the east, in Matthew chapter 2, I believe, when they came, the Bible says in verse 5 or 6, they opened their treasures and bowed before the king. That is the young child Jesus. They bowed because they knew he was God. Verse 11. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. You cannot know God and not bow for him. You cannot be truly submissive and not bow in worship. It's an expression of our humility, our submission. Whenever you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. It's a confirmation of his ownership of my life. Finally, worship and praise are expressions of our love and affection for our God. Love flows in praise. Love flows in worship. Psalm 18 verse 1 to verse 3. It was love. He said, "I will love thee." And how many of you know that every psalm is a song? "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised." Out of the love he is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. Psalm 5 and in verse 11. "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy in praise, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." They love you, so they explode in joy. They love you, so they explode in praise. They love you, so they explode in worship. Love. Worship is a love affair between man and God. "Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love. Father, you yourself, you are my witness that I love you. Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you. I love you, Lord. 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 Because you first love me. Maybe we'll take those songs back to back. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. So much to me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. So much to me. Love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet. We'll get it onto it shortly. Just one moment. Hallelujah. So it's love. Nobody begs you to worship or to praise if your love is real. So those seven things tonight, worship and praise, are the fulfillment of man's purpose for his creation. Number two, worship and praise are the appreciation for the privilege of breath and life. Number three, our worship and our praise are the appreciation for the goodness of God in our lives. Four, worship and praise are appreciation of the character of God, that we are not serving a bad God, it's a good God. Number five, worship and praise are expressions of our honor and reverence for the Creator. Number six, worship and praise are expressions of our submission to the Lordship of God in our lives. And seven, worship and praise are expressions of our love and affection for God. When you do it well, what do we expect? Many, many things. But let me just read Psalm 149, verse 4. We'll start from verse 1. Psalm 149 verse 1. He said, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel. So the dance is involved. And harp. After that, what will God do? For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. When you praise God according to this purpose, what will he do? Number one, the Lord begins to take pleasure in the life of the genuine praiser and worshiper. He takes pleasure. Your matters begin to interest him. The Lord takes pleasure. Your life becomes an interest. You know, when you pray, you are in pursuit of God. When you worship, God is in pursuit of you. I want you to hear what I just said. This statement I just made, wind cannot carry it. stone solid, rock solid. In your prayer, you are seeking God. In your worship, God begins to seek you. They that worship God shall worship him. Go ahead, give him the praise if you want. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh. He seeketh, he is in search of such. He say, you look for him, you are focusing on him in your prayer. He begins to focus on you in your worship. John chapter 4 verse 23. That is why there are a category of people who don't ask for things before the things ask for them. They don't look for things before the things look for them. There are many things we don't pray about. My major prayer point is people's problem. Because I am doing the thing that makes God to seek for me, to look for me. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. You become his pleasure. Number two, when we do it well, the Lord beautifies your life with salvation. With salvation means with his intervention. He beautifies your life. That was why I believe Sinach said, You made my life so beautiful. He beautifies your life. He decorates your life. Your life is beautiful. Your life is decorated. Means attractive. Not repulsive. The kind of life people want to live. One day we went for a crusade. Massive crusade. And on our way back, somebody followed us inside the, somebody was giving lift, a pastor, inside the plane that brought us to the crusade and took us back. After, as soon as we arrived, now we didn't go to enjoy ourselves. We went on a brutal crusade ground. You know the kind of way we serve God? You return back from Europe and go to Brinin Kebi. You went to Jamaica, went to Houston, Texas, and returned to Gombe. That's our type. That's our style. The one that fixed wing will go, he goes. The one that helicopter will land, it land. And the one that he cannot land, what is the vehicle doing? So, but he followed us in this plane, and he landed. He says, "Hey." So this kind of life exists. And we are not aware. It's a life day. That is what we are not looking for. But followed us as we followed him. We didn't pray for any of these type of things one day. Even for a car, we didn't pray. Even for a house, it wasn't on a prayer schedule. God begins to beautify your life. When you begin to fulfill the reason for your existence in praise and in worship. When you understand that this is why you live. When you understand this is why you breathe. When you appreciate his goodness in your life. When you appreciate his character, his personality. When you recognize that you need to honor him. He said, "Those that honor me, I will honor." You honor him deeply. I tell pastors, I say, the honor you give God in the sight of the congregation is the level to which they in turn will honor God. You know, when a mother goes on the knees before a big man, the children are not permitted to remain standing. You kneel down with him. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And then you show God, "I don't own my life. I submit to you." And then you show him, "Lord, I love you. I have given you my life. Is there anything you want in addition?"
then God
will make you a focus of his pleasure.
He will beautify your life.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
Amen.
Somebody say the loudmost amen.
Amen.
There are some things that have come to us naturally that in time to come we may talk about. Honors that others look for that have come naturally. A world organization who is requesting that anywhere we want to go in the world, if we can let them know, they will alert the people there for our reception at the airport. And it's okay, well, all right, we'll let you know. All manner. When we went to Togo, our Nigerian people from the embassy, the nation of Togo, and representative from ECOWAS, all were there with their vehicles. You don't look for it. You didn't struggle for it. From the highest position or in authority. When one of the planes was meant to fly out and return instead of waiting for 2 days and fly out and return, one of the people in authority said, "Is the plane going?" He said, "We can get another plane to take you to Ghana. That's free of charge." From there. I said, no, it was going to come back. You didn't look for it. You didn't struggle for it. You didn't beg for it. You didn't behave in a way that made them suggest it. You know, there is a way they will give you money because there is a way you look. You didn't say anything, but they know. It's a new day.
Amen.
My God and your God is about to beautify your life. He's about to decorate your life.
Amen.
Let us serve God well. Let's serve God genuinely. Let's serve God authentically. 7-star hotel in Ghana. Almost 30 rooms. Everybody on the team was lodged in a 7-star hotel, and church didn't pay one dime. Just like that. Place to place to place. And the payment of that one didn't come from here. Didn't come even from home. I say it's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. It's a new season for you. Get ready. We're about to see honor. We're about to see his mercy like never before. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. You receive something today. Say amen. Lift your hands and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Be glorified. Ancient of Days. Lily of the Valley. Rose of Sharon. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we worship you. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Will you go ahead and let's work on those for the next 3.5 minutes. Lift your voice and say, Father.
Father.
I come to worship you.
I come to worship you.
To fulfill my purpose.
To fulfill my purpose.
The purpose of my creation. The
purpose of my creation.
Father.
Father.
I've come to appreciate you.
Come to appreciate you.
For the privilege of breath.
For the privilege of breath.
For the privilege of life.
Privilege of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your goodness.
For your goodness.
In my life.
In my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Because you are a good God.
Because you are a good God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are a good God.
Because you are a good God.
We praise you.
We praise you.
We honor you.
We honor you.
Lord,
because you are the creator of the universe.
Father, thank you.
I come in submission, in humility to your authority. You are my authority. You are my Lord. Father, I come before you to express my love
for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Go on ahead and speak to God.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.